Do you know the original show, All Creatures Great and Small? I used to watch it. It was one of those kind of Sunday things, you know, with your parents, your grandparents, all that kind of stuff. And I think I was just too young to really understand that it was actually based on reality.
That's right, yeah. It was on, I remember it very well, it was on Sunday evenings, wasn't it? About 6 o'clock.
Yeah, straight after Sunday dinner, you've polished off the Yorkshire pudding, you've polished off them roasties, and you're getting these kind of programmes on.
That's exactly right, and it was wonderful viewing. It was good for both adults and kids alike, and it was certainly, back in those days, it was one of the influences, I think, that made me certainly want to follow the veterinary career path. And I think it was hugely influential as well for a lot of people who became vets at that time.
I definitely agree with you there, because it was just one of those shows that really gave a proper insight into what happened, didn't it, in the vet's practice?
It did, yeah. I mean, the music was very evocative. That was important. And I think whenever you hear that music, it makes you think of a very kind of wholesome, honest kind of lifestyle, which really was typical of that series. And hopefully that's a little bit of what we're going to be bringing back. The filming has all been very honest and open, and everything that's in the first episode and the other episodes that we've seen so far, Peter and myself, is very authentic. There's not been any distortions of the truth, and we hope that it gives a very accurate, real and sometimes raw portrayal of what we're doing up here in North Yorkshire.
Wow, this is going to be really interesting to watch, actually. And obviously Christopher Timothy as well, the man who played James Herriot in the series, he's narrating the show, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Yeah, he was delighted to be doing that. I've not spoken to him personally, but I know I had a conversation with Jim White, who is the son of Alf, James Herriot, and he's really thrilled to be involved. And he's obviously done the voiceover, and I know Jim spoke to him after the first episode that he'd narrated, and he said it was wonderful and really enjoyed doing it. And in actual fact, today we were speaking with editing team last night, and he's doing the third and fourth episode voiceovers today. So yeah, it's all good, all go at the moment around here.
So tell me what it was like having an entire TV crew invade your personal workspace for quite a long time, really, because I expect this wasn't exactly a thing that was done inside a week.
Not at all, no. It took in total about 6 months. Daisy Beck, a company based in Leeds, who have been outstanding all the way through. They're a really brilliant team of guys there. Some very, real enthusiastic folks. So nice to deal with, so pleasant. And they've been here from the beginning of April, pretty much all the way through. They've been spending evenings here when we've been on call. They've been with us, and they've been over weekends, and sometimes finishing late in the early hours of the morning. And it's from our point of view, it has been very hard, actually. Whilst it was fun and a pleasure to do, it was very hard work, because it was almost like doing two jobs at the same time, your own job, the veterinary side of things, and having to not say the wrong thing, basically, in front of the camera. So it's been quite pressured, actually, but we've enjoyed it on the whole.
Yeah, it must be such a bizarre experience, kind of doing your job, but not while just people who've got their animals with you watching on. You've also got a director, a cameraman, you've got people sort of with microphones everywhere, and they're watching your every move. It must have been very bizarre to kind of get around. How was the sort of feeling after the day had finished, when the filming had finished and you just kind of sat down? Did you have to kind of take it all in a bit?
What the overriding feeling at the end of the day was one of utter exhaustion. And I mean, we're busy enough here. We spend all day on our feet. We've got a fairly physical job. And personally, I'm a fit kind of guy. I do a lot of competitive races, triathlon, and other things. But I was absolutely floored by the amount of work that was in it. And I'd get home on an evening and sometimes just be absolutely knackered, for want of a better word. So it was quite hard. But it was good. The crews, they weren't too obtrusive, actually. They were quite sympathetic with the filming. Certainly, if people didn't want to be filmed, they wouldn't push that. They were very happy for people to say, look, I'm not comfortable with this. And if ever we said, can you give us 5 minutes just to, make a phone call or whatever, then they were, very sympathetic to our to our needs as well. So it wasn't, it could have been worse, put it that way.
You've obviously got quite a good relationship with all the sort of local farms and everything, that kind of stuff. Is there going to be any kind of characters we should be watching out for in this first episode that's going to be on Channel 5 tonight? What are we going to expect when the Yorkshire Vet hits our screens this evening?
Well, you're right. Undoubtedly, there's some amazing characters. We've got some lovely folks in this area, many in a similar vein to the characters that were in the Heriot books. Yeah, you'll have to wait and see. But I'll tell you what, if you're watching Channel 5 at 8 o'clock this evening, you're not going to be disappointed.
Yeah, it looks absolutely amazing. I can't wait to hear some of the stories that are going to be coming out of the back of this. There's going to be so many amazing ones.
Yeah, and it's funny. I mean, there's some side-splittingly funny bits. There's some very sad bits. It's really a bit of everything. But it's a very, it's very real. You know, there's shots of surgery, there's shots of delivering lambs and carvings and cesareans and, you know, some quite graphic surgical things.
Almost one animal born every minute.
Almost, yeah, almost like that, yeah, yeah. It's there's a lot of good stuff in there, and it's all stuff that actually happened.
Now, I'm also hearing a little rumour that apparently HBO, who makes some rather amazing shows in the States, they're looking at taking on this whole All Creatures Great and Small in the books and everything like that, maybe recreating it in an interesting way in the States. What do you know about this?
Yeah, well, we heard that that rumour. Well, a month or two ago, a few weeks ago, maybe. It was certainly after the filming had started here, and obviously it's not in any way connected with what we've been doing or with our practice. There's some debate, I think, about whether or not it's a good idea to redo these kind of things. But I'm sure big companies like that, you know, certainly from what we've seen, if it's only a small television show, but the attention to detail that these guys have shown and the thoroughness. And I'm sure a big, you know, film company doing the same, I'm sure they would, you know, make every effort to make a brilliant remake of it. And I think, for me, that's a great thing. As long as it's filmed and set and done in this area or in the Dales, it's got to be done here because, you know, we all know, people in Yorkshire, that it's, you know, you can recreate many things, but you can't recreate Yorkshire in America. That's just not going
to
work.
That's very true. We've got to bring it back to our Yorkshire roots. We've got to bring it back here, which would be amazing. So, The Yorkshire Vet, it's on TV tonight. It's on Channel 5, 8 o'clock, a documentary series following life in the Skeldale Veterinary Centre. It's James Herriot's former practice, now situated in this really nice purpose-built facility, isn't it? That's where you are right now, in this beautiful market town of Thurskin, North Yorkshire. You might have been past it yourself. You might have been in there yourself. Tonight, we're hearing that there's a lovely cat that's going to be involved tonight with a badly swollen eye. And then we're going to get some lambs delivered as well, I'm hearing, from the guys at Channel 5.
Yeah, we've got some lambs, we've got a cat with a terribly swollen eye, we've got some sad bits, which I won't go into, you'll have to watch it and see. And there's a couple of our most colourful farming clients who make an appearance, and they actually feature later on in the series. But again, I'll not go into that in too much detail.
Amazing. Can't wait to chat this out tonight. Julian, thank you very much for joining us and have the good rest of your day.
Yeah, thanks, John. All the best.